future All-Star Mississauga native, Nick Stauskas. Hello, Nick.
What's going on, guys?
All good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, good. You guys were supposed to be in New York last night?
Yeah, we were supposed to have a game in New York, and then they said there's going to be a really bad snowstorm, so we got out. They postponed the game, and we got out before it got really bad.
So you flew out when last night?
We flew out at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So did you get home to Mississauga and maybe some home-cooked meal, like, right away, like, that night?
Not last. I went to my brother's house last night. He lives downtown right by the Arcan Center, so I just visited him and just kind of hung out.
Is that the brother who's still, like, a massive Raptors fan?
Yeah, he's a season ticket holder.
Hey, just, I don't want to get you in trouble, but, like, 6 years away from free agency, brother. I don't want to get you in trouble. Nick Stauskas here on Tim and said, say nothing.
But hold on. So when you guys face the Raptors, though, he cheers for the Kings? Like, that's blood, right? Like, blood.
He wears my Kings jersey, and he wants me to do well, but then, in like deep in his heart, he wants the Raptors to win. So.
You know he's full of it. That's a great answer. Like, he loves me, but he's full of it. And you know he's
a pretty good fan, though.
So what's the ticket situation tomorrow? Like, how many do you have to come up with?
My mom bought about 40 tickets. I know I'm going to have about probably 15, 20 just from, like, guys on the team that they're going to give me. And then I know probably, like, a couple hundred people that I've, like, grown up with or, like, family or friends or whatever that have just bought their own tickets. So there's going to be a lot of people there in the mall.
So how does that work in the room? Because what happens, for those who don't know, I guess every player gets 2 tickets to every game if they want them. And in guys' hometown, you got to kind of, like, recruit dudes to give you their tickets, right? Is that how it works?
I mean, everyone knows I'm from Toronto, so it's not that difficult for – you know, for me, I think most of the guys will probably just give me their tickets.
Okay. So there's no one guy who's hard to get on that team where you're like, I can't.
I don't know if there's one guy in particular, but sometimes they'll give you a hard time.
Right, right.
Like DeMarcus Cousins looks like a guy who would
give you the Heisman.
Give you the gears or something, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how you guessed that one, but maybe.
I don't know, he's such a bright personality, you know, you never know. Nick Stauskas here on Tim and Sid, the Mississauga, Ontario native, and the Sacramento Kings are at Air Canada Center tomorrow night. Nick, we pride ourselves on talking about the issues that matter here and the hard-hitting questions. So with that in mind, I'd like to ask you the following. What happened online with the retweeting and you and the other guy and then other NBA players and your significant other?
And a prom date.
And the prom date. What's the deal?
So basically what happened that day was some girl asked me if I'd go to prom with her on Twitter. And then I said if she lived in the Sacramento area that I would do it for only 1,000 retweets if she was in the Sacramento area. But she said she lived in Illinois. So it kind of just got scrapped, like it was nothing. And then some guy saw that I responded to that girl. And then he asked me, he said, how many retweets to take your girlfriend to prom? And then I asked my girlfriend, I came up with the number 10,000. Cause I'm like, this is like some high school kid. He's got like 200 followers. There's no way he's going to get 10,000. There's no way he's going to get 10,000 retweets. And so my girlfriend agreed on it. She was like, yeah, okay. Not thinking anything of it. And then we checked the tweet, like, maybe like 5-10 minutes later, and it had like 700 retweets already. And so she got scared, but I was like, look, do you know how many retweets 10,000 is? Like, yeah. I've never had 10,000 retweets in my entire life. Like, there's no way this kid's going to get it. Like, he's still 9,000 away. And then every 10 minutes we would check again, and it just kept going up and up and up. And next thing you know, 2 hours later, he had like 13,000 or something like that. And yeah, it got out of hand.
So is there a conclusion to the story?
The conclusion is we're going to prom. That's the conclusion.
Wow. All right, better get the corsage.
Yeah, like how do you go through that?
Wow.
And what kind of tux are you wearing?
I don't think I'm going to wear a tux. I think I'm just going to kind of go.
Chaperone?
I'm just going to look over things just to make sure everything's going.
Oh, smoothly. Nick, no, I got a better idea, Nick. Let DeMarcus chaperone.
Yes.
Let DeMarcus chaperone.
I don't know if that'll work out too well.
No, it'll be the cleanest evening ever. Let DeMarcus just look at the guy for 3 hours.
The guy will use the word mister.
I might have to ask him to do that. But yeah, no, she'll wear a dress or whatever and showing up going, but I'll probably just be there just to kind of look over things. And we're not planning on going for like the whole day. We're kind of just like going to go for like an hour, like show up, say hey, and then that's kind of
at least one Stairway to Heaven for the kid. Like, come on.
Yeah, at least like one float in.
Yeah, just or at least one Nelly song, right? You can't leave before one Nelly song, whatever
that
would be.
Exactly.
All right, Nick, kind of back to tomorrow night, back, you know, hometown kid coming back. Like, we got about a minute left. You must be really excited about tomorrow.
This is a game as soon as our schedule came out, this is kind of the one that I've had circled on my calendar. Just because I've been to so many Raptors games as a kid growing up, you know, whether I was trying to watch Kobe or LeBron or AI or whoever it was. So, you know, for me to be back in this arena, you know, as an NBA player, it's just going to be a cool experience, and having all my my family and friends there too. It'll just be a good memory to have.
Well, hopefully you make your brother proud.
Definitely, yeah, hopefully.
We always appreciate you catching up with us, and a story about retweets and a prom makes it even better. Really appreciate your time as always.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We'll see you soon.